I'll begin the next gemara. Boy Rab Zeira. Miskalgel Mahu. As if you roll it, what's the beginning of the Gemara? I don't know, anyway, the Gemara, then the Kaimer Amir B'Shus HaYachit. Now there was a bale of hay in the B'Shus HaYachit. The Komiskalgel V'Yosim B'Shus HaYachit, and somehow it was rolled into the B'Shus HaRabim. So again, remember what, in the B'Shus HaYachit, Shein V'Regel is Chayit, in the B'Shus HaRabim Yupotu. So here it started out in the Yochid where you chayiv, and it was brought into the place of Ptu. So what's the Shaila? So Rashi learns, my Bosar Achila Azlinon. Do we say, whether you chayiv or Ptu, it depends on the moment of when the animal ate it, Pturo, since it ate it in Rishus Arabim, or Bosar Shokla Azlinon V'chayev. So no. Or do we say, we go according to the time when he took it. And now Rashi adds, the reverse case is also the same. The Gilgalosa sheep from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. So Ibosar Achila, Rashi spells out the Shaila both ways. So here, really the Shaila by itself is a very difficult Shaila, because Al Pashtus, what is Mistabri? When should you be Chayef? For when the behema ate it, that's when the hezek occurs. I mean, why the lakicha is really at most a hechsher, but it's not, that's not really the mazik. So you have to say for Rashi, you have to say for Rashi that that group is a shaila. Maybe that you look at the total hezek. Sof, there is a need to first take it and then eat it. So maybe the lakicha is already the beginning of the ma'aseh hezek, and therefore you chayiv, or not, or maybe you require the actual hezek. So there's no other way out for Rashi. Now, so yesterday I told you that the Shilte HaGeborim asks. So that's not the same shayla as basam yikora azlinon, the basat avamon azlinon. Do you go according to the beginning, or do you go according to the end? It's the same shayla lechayim. That's what the Shilte HaGeborim asks, and I told you the teretz. I mean, anyway, I told you that I don't really. There's a simple teretz to this kasha, because there is a basic chilik over there. By when you throw down the keli from the roof, that's the ma'aseh hezek already. Just it's a question of time when it's going to hit the ground and it's going to break. But the ma'aseh hezek is when the keli breaks on the ground, the person already is not doing anything. It happens by itself. So when did the person make the hezek? The ma'aseh hezek, the whole ma'aseh hezek took place when the ma'aseh throwing it down. So the Naila there, the Gemara there. So there, Rabbi Paskins basam yikora azlinon, because from the point of view of the mazik, he finished his ma'aseh hezek in the beginning. However, over here, initially there was no real ma'aseh hezek. He took it out from this reshus and brought it into this reshus. He brought it into the reshus of the Ptu. So the Naila, over here, you cannot say it's a full ma'aseh hezek, and therefore we cannot say basam yikora azlinon. That's what I told you yesterday. So we'll see if my teretz is correct or not. We'll see in a second. But anyway, that is the shaila according to Rashi. Yes?
Why don't we say that when the animal removes it from the reshus, that's like a gneva that's already...
So far, behemoths are not called ganoven. Human beings are called ganoven. The behemoth either does a damage or does not do a damage. So the shaila is not... What are you going to tell the behemoth? You're not allowed to take it from here to there. The behemoth, I don't think, will listen to you. By behemoth, the whole shaila is it the ma'aseh hezek or is it not the ma'aseh hezek? Let's wait. So Tosafos and look right away in the Tosafos, Miskalgel Mar, Pirush HaKrumchus, the Mesavgele, Ibos HaChilos, and Ibos HaLekich, the Kosher. Tosafos has two Kashas. The Lekamon, Gabi Kelev, Shnot Al Haror, Volach Legodesh, the Kelev took the cookie rotten and it went into the Godesh. The Godesh is the place where you keep the Tvur. So Pshitim on there, the Gemara is posture to the Gemara, the Gemara Paskins, the E Ochle Begodesh, the Alma, the Potu. That if it ate Begodesh, the Alma is Potu, as Mucha from that Gemara, that you go, Basar Achila. So why is the Gemara Mesupik, the way Rashi learns? So first, I just want to show you which Gemara Tosafos is referring to. Tosafos is referring to the Gemara in Chav Gimel Lamed Aleph, on the bottom of the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara says the last two Habinon beir b'stei achev v'leker leitzchicha the ochle begodish the bal charora the ochle begodish the bal charora. So there, so the Gemara there says it all depends if you eat in the godish of the bal charora, then you chayev because it's nisreshus. So from this Gemara, if you learn of the whole Gemara, you'll see that the maskana is that you that.
Is Godesh the Alma Rishus Arabic, or is it just someone else's Rishus on Israel?
No, the Alma means Estamazoy. I don't know. It does not mean.
It's a different person. It's a different person. It's definitely not the one that he took it from.
Right. That's true. Yeah. Right. That's true. All right. But anyway, you'll figure out the Rai when you. But anyway, the Gemara certainly comes to the conclusion. That's one kasha. Be oid the lashon meskalgel mashmahachi. But the second kasha is a technical kasha, which is also a good kasha. See, according to Rashi, the shaila is: do you go baser lekicha? Do you go baser achila? So it has nothing to do with meskalgel. Meskalgel just means how it came from A to B. But that's not that. What's the chilik? How it came? It instead of gilgul, let's say he brought it, took it in his hands, and carried it. Because the shaila is, do you go baser lekicha? Do you go baser achila? So the neila, that's Tosafos' second kash. Right, so that kash is not so gefährlich. It's a technical kash. Rashi will say, ein chinami. The Gemara could have said instead of meskalgel, the Gemara could have said. So the Gemara used the word meskalgel. That's what happened. All right, but the biggest kasha is the first kasha.
I think Rashi answers the question. Because Rashi says he tells us about the word meskalgel. He says the Gilgal also Mershus Aram and Mershus Ayachet. That's what he translated.
That's what happened. The Gilgal also Mershus Aram. Yeah, but listen, that you are right. But Tosafos is bothered by the kasha. So, The Gilgal has nothing to do with the Shaila. The Shaila is Basar Lakicha, Basar Achila. So it could have, like, what's the Chilik, how it get from Yochid to Rabim or Rabim to Yochid? It's the basic Shaila is, do you go Basar Lakicha? So, and yes, technically it's a good Kasha. So Rashi will say in Chinam, that has nothing to do, that was the Gemara giving you a case. So that's what Rashi says. The case is the Behemoth did it. All right. What is it, Daniel?
No, I was just going to say, this Galgal is mashma that it happened on its own, as opposed to someone moving it.
Oh, you miss Galgal, yeah, right, yeah. The plain translation is like this.
That's closest is Taina and Rashi, that it didn't, no one moved it from one to the other, it happened on its own. It started rolling on its own.
All right, Rashi Taki says the behemoth did it.
Right.
Yeah,
all right. These things are not crucial. Okay, the most important kasha really is the first kasha. So how do we answer the first kasha? So it's like this. The Shita Mekubetzes already answers the kasha of Tosafos against Rashi. Let me see, the Rabbeinu Yisrael, right? Let me see. Meskal Gilmahu, the kasha del Kamon Gabi Kelet. So listen to what the Shita Mekubetzes says. V'nira de kuntres... Hakuntches Yishev Rashi already answered the kasha. Shepirash Rashi explains, "Kegun Shabehema Oimedes Bereshus Harabim." Let me see if he quotes Rashi exactly. Ibehem Shabehema Bereshus. Oh, no, anyway, it's not exactly the Lashon of Rashi, I see, but anyway, he says like this. Kigun Shabahemo Medes Peshusarabim, the Behemoth was standing in the Begilgulose Beshusayachit, and it rolled it into the Shusayachit. So the Shita says, Velamalai Piresh, why doesn't Rashi say Shabahemoth Vehu Beshusayachit? Why does Rashi have to say the Behemoth rolled it from the Rabim to the Yachit? Rashi could have said, the Shabahemoth Vehu Beshusayachit. The Behemoth and the object were together. So therefore he says, Eladasa Kuntres, Rashi holds, Mi'achar Shur Medes Beshus HaRabim, since the Behemoth is Beshus HaRabim, Harehu Keilu Lekachto Nami Lishom. Therefore it is as if it took it already to where he is standing. V'leidami LeKelef. Why? Because by the Kelef, the Beshas LeKicha, there he and the cookie that they were in one place. It's these are technical terutzim. It depends. In other words, he makes a chilik whether the food that was eaten by the behemoth, was it together with the behemoth or not. So just you look it up yourself. So it's also a technical terutz. So the Nachlas David gives a very long dish of teretz. And the Nachlas David, how many of you saw the Nachlas David's teretz? Yeah, I know you saw it. Who else? Nobody looked up the Nachlas David. You saw the Nachlas David. He gives a very good teretz, but it will, the Nachlas David didn't talk to me. Okay, anyway, you'll soon see. So the Nachlas David gives a very good teretz. He says there's a basic chilek between the two cases. You see, by the case of Natal Charora, it's two different acts. There, what happens? They take the Charora, in between, and then they bring it into another reshus. So these are two distinct maisim. And in between, there's like a hefsek, nothing happens. And then later on, the behemoth eats it. So Mela, he says, therefore the Gemara says, about the Gewissen, in such a case, you cannot say that the act of carrying the Charora from one place to the other one is the Maisa Hezek, because he didn't do anything. And the other act is when the achila takes place. So it's two, since it's two different acts, you cannot say that the first act is the beginning of the Maisa Hezek. However, over here it is one Maisa Hezek. It's one Maisa that what you so say if it's one Maisa. So therefore, we could say the haschala of the Hezek started already with the lakicha. So that's a very beautiful parrot. Does everyone understand what the Nachlas David answers again? The Nachlas David gives a very simple parrot. He says it depends if it's two meisim or one meisim. Over there by Kelef Shnot al Charor v'holach legodish, it's two distinct meisim. First, the Kelef picks up the Charor in one place. Then he carries it a while until he gets to the Goddish, and then the Goddish he eats it. So Mela, there's only one Maisa Hezek. The Maisa Hezek is when he eats it in the Goddish. But you cannot say that the first Maisa of taking it is the beginning of the Hezek. So he could take it to the Goddish and leave it there. But over here, it's one long Maisa. So we could say that the Maisa Hezek started already with the beginning, that which is the lakicha and not the achila, and therefore the Gemara has a suffix. That is what the Nachlas David says.
But the cow also is first moving the food and then it's eating it, right?
The what? It's Rashi says it's rolling it. You're right.
So there's also two acts.
No. So he said no. But see over here. It's just a second. How should I say it? See, over here, what happens? Like Rashi says, v'gilgilosem v'shusarab v'shusayochit, and right away it eats it. just a second. So, see, it's just as a how should I say it? Well, you are technically you are right. Of course, it takes time, but over here, the fact that the behemoth begins rolling it into here, and right away it eats it. So it means it's let's say this is the Reshus HaYochid, this is the Reshus HaRabim. So it took it from the Reshus, it rolled it out from here, and the Reshus HaRabim is right over there, and it eats it. So therefore, the Nachman Tovah says that's one Maisa. But over here, Yimamish, he goes from one place to another place, the Godish. So it's the fact that he takes it into the Godish, that is considered the second Maisa. That's what the Nachman Tovah holds. What is it?
Isn't he saying that the main difference here is the behemoth versus around the behemoth staying stationary? Yes. Yeah. Didn't move its legs at all. Staying just moves.
Oh, yeah, it just moves it like this. Maybe right. You're right. If that's the case, then certainly Nachman Tovah is good. But does Rashi say this? The Gilgulosa and Mershus Arabim. Yeah, it fits it. Yeah, yeah.
No, the Kagon, the Ramas of Kagon, the Kaima Omi Bershtar and Nizah.
Where are you reading?
The second Ramas. So
that's
the third.
The second, which one?
The third line of Rashi.
I'm just a second. Another line down. V'ibos no, mashvei. Wait. On the beginning, on top. Oh. Ubehema v'shus harabim u'megalgeles v'osi mirshus hayochet l'rshus harabim. You're right. Yeah, Rashi says it. Yes, okay, so then certainly the Nachlas David is correct. So the only thing is, so what? Oh, so that's what David Wasilov, he caught me. he's a troublemaker. Okay, anyway. So he said that knocks off my tablets that I gave initially to the Shilta HaGeborim Kasha. The Shilta HaGeborim asks, why don't we say Basar Miyukava? So I told you because there's no Basar Miyukava because there's no Maaseh Hezek. The Nachlas David says just the opposite. The Nachlas David says that Fakert, here this is the beginning. This is the beginning of the Hezek. Now, the technical terrors, so first of all, that I could be wrong is no chiddush. I mean, I'm wrong so many times, so there's another one. But the point is, my terrors could be a good terrors for that kasha, but it's, so the Nachlas David, in order to answer a different kasha, so he says something else. So I wouldn't be bothered by this, because it goes on different kashas. But you are right. In Svar it's different. So in order to save myself, I'm in a Geber Dover already, right? Because no matter what I say, it means I'm just trying to save myself. But anyway, I'm not like this. I don't mind saying that I'm wrong. But I think objectively the targets that I gave you to the Kasha about why we don't go Bosom Cover, I think it's right that really in this case it's certainly less than in the case of Rabbah. By the case of Rabbah, see, I made the following point to you by the case of Rabbah. What is the total act of the human being? Throwing it down. That's all he did. When it breaks on the ground, the person is not involved anymore when the hezek happens. So his total act is the throwing it down. So there we could say that's called we go basal lematchaya, because we could say takir his act of hezek is in the beginning, but here in our case that's not the only act. The behemoth takes it from here and rolls it into there. So the behemoth is doing. First, it takes them into there. So the behemoth does something later on too. But anyway, my main point is in Rabbah's din, the act of hezek, the act that the person does occurs dafke by the act of throwing it down.
Okay.
And later on, whatever happens, happens by itself, which is not the case over here. Oh, but you are right. It is the Nachlas David takes away my basic assumption. Yeah, what is it?
Can we just say that the Nachlas David is only saying that it's a Maisa Hesed because it's attached to the fact that the animal is also going to be eating the thing eventually? But Rabbi Sfara was talking about by isolate. When you isolate it and just say that there's not the stuff is not going to say that just by the fact that it's transferring that it's going to be a Maisa Hezek. It's not a Maisa Hezek. It's only a Maisa Hezek because it's attached to the fact that
I hear, but it's very delicate, right? I hear
isolating
what you're saying.
It wouldn't be a Maisa Hezek.
Anyway, my main point is that by Rabbis Din, if you want to be mechayev the person who threw it, you can only be mechayev him for the act of throwing it down. Because that's all he does. But over here, the behemoth does two things. So, Vela, the Nachlas David says it's one thing, not two things. Anyway, my teretz is. Anyway, let's leave that. So, my teretz does not fit into the Nachlas David. It doesn't. I mean, I thank you for trying to save me, but. What I say is correct. That by what I say about Rabbi, that's certainly correct. There, the Maisa Hezek is the Maisa Zvika, and here there's two. But the only thing is he makes a point that here it's one thing. I cannot get out of this. Okay, yes, Daniel.
Can we answer the Shulchan Aruch another way? The Rosh we saw by Itiza Mirshas Yafed Mirshas Aram, he said that when we're determining the Shuyos, we don't. The Pasuk Mikarvas Karama is not relevant. The different Chazan.
You mean Toysavis?
The Rosh said that we go, that the Torah was Misgal, and we go by Bir B'Stei Acher.
We don't look at.
All right. Asis is Avagad, but usually we pass him like Rabbah, Pasuk Mikara. Here, we don't.
Because it's Gzeres HaKasuf, Bir B'Stei Acher.
So when looking at which Rosh Hashanah, we don't go by Rabbah's Din of Pasuk Mikara, Pasuk Tavraman, he says.
You mean to answer the Shilte Agaberim's Kashi? Achoidim give different Terutzim. You're right, according to that, you can also answer. And I think the Nachlas David himself answers the Kashi of the Shilte Agaberim with the Toysavis. The Toysavis says, there's a chilek between Zorach, Eben, Oichaitz, Alakli, Buacha, Vekoda, Veshibroi. So Toysavis makes a chilek between Zorek Eben and Zorek Kli Atzmoy, right? So mainly he says over here it's a case of Zorek Eben, not the case of Kli Atzmoy. In the mainly here we cannot say because Tosafos says often in such a case you go not the Mikor but you go Basa Hashto. All right. So there are other terutzim to the kasha of the Shilte HaGeborim, but in Rashi, okay, let's go weiter in the Tosafos. V'nira l'ri haklal d'ri therefore rejects Rashi. Now listen. What does he say? Kegoin the kaimi peiros pershus hanizik. So, which means, look, he wants to make it that the Gilgul has to do with it. The peiros are in the Rishus HaNizik. And what happens? The behema is rolling it into the Rishus HaRabim. The ilafsha behema miachvoson bepio, if not that the behema took the food in its mouth, viochloson shom, ho yusoifon lo niach b'shus HaRabim. So it would have ended up in the Rishus HaRabim. The case is right away. You have a bale of hay and it's rolling, and the behema eats it, and so if the behema did not catch it in the middle, it would have rolled straight into the Rishus HaRabim. Bemela, if that's the case, ukimeboyla I chashivi kemunochem Rishus HaRabim oiloi. What's the shaila? The shaila is, do we say it's already in Rishus HaRabim or not? So what Tosfos accomplishes with this case is, number one, the rolling has to do with the shaila, because the behemah, there was a bale of hay, and the behemah like made it roll, and then the behemah stopped it, and began eating it. So if the behemoth had not stopped it, it would have rolled into the Rishus HaRabim. So do we say it is like in, already in the Rishus HaRabim? Or do we say no, since Lamaisa practically the behemoth still ate it in the Rishus HaYochid, so Lameila you chayiv. So technically that, it fits into the word Miskalgel, and there's no kashya from the Gemara by the Kelep and the Harara. Yeah, but what I don't understand is why should this be a shayla? I mean, so if the behemoth stopped it in the middle, so nothing. So what do you mean we should say since it would have. What we say, Kilush, since it would have happened, it happened already. It's true, sometimes the Gemara does have such a cheshbon, but over here, when we are concerned, was he a mazik, or was he not a mazik, it never left the Rishus HaYochid. It could have left the Rishus HaYochid. So in Hilchos Mazik, we shouldn't say, well, it's as if it went, already went into the Rishus HaRabim. It didn't go to the Rishus HaRabim. So according to Tosafos, the suffix is, do we say like Kol Ha'omed Lizroy Kazoruk Dami? The Gemara has such a case. Ha'omed Lizroy Kazoruk. But here, I don't think it fits in, because in the other cases, let's say the Gemara says, Kol Ha'omed Lizroy Kazoruk Dami. Let's say if something is mechuyev shcheita, let's say yisuri hanor that I'm mechuyev shcheita, so al pidin they have no value. Why? Because it's just a question when Besdin will carry out the shcheita. Because it's only, so there I understand, because if Besdin paskind that this item has to be burned, so to us al pidin it has no value already. They didn't carry out the psak din, so they'll carry it out later on. But already to us, we can look upon it like a sovv. But over here, we are asking, you have to ask yourself, when is the ma'aseh hezek of the behemah? Certainly, the ma'aseh hezek of the behemah is when it ate it. If it would have rolled into the Rishus HaRabim, but it didn't roll into the Rishus HaRabim. So by Mazik and Nizik, you have to look when was the Ma'aseh Hezek done, and the Ma'aseh Hezek was done only when it ate it. So I have no teretz, but l'chayr, it's true, Tosfos has good kashus against Rashi. But so the word Megalgel fits in, and also you don't have the kashu from the Gemara laid in by the Caliph, but still, there's some shayla I don't understand. So I don't. What Tosfos goes on later on, we will leave. You'll go through it by yourself. I want as soon as today. I won't start it yet. I want to quickly begin the sugya of Zeh Nehenah v'Zeh L'Chosa. So we have two pshatim: Rashi's pshat and Tosfos' pshat. Now here, the Rambam has a different pshat altogether. The Rambam. I told you to check the Rambam. So where's the Rambam? Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet of Niske Maman, right? And the Magid Mishnah right away noticed it. And the Lecha Mishnah noticed it.
Tosfos doesn't say
Chayim Lehefet, but Rashi says. Yeah, I know. I saw that. The Rambam only has one case. By the way, what Rashi says that it works both ways, the reason why Rashi says it is, because when the next Gemara brings the Raya, there the Raya is in reverse. From the Rabbim to the Yochid. So Rashi therefore has to give you the Hagdama, because otherwise you would not have understood the Gemara's Tushtal. All right, let's see what the Rambam says in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalit. Behema shehoisa emedes b'Rishus HaNizik. A behema was standing in Rishus HaNizik. That's in the Rishus HaYochid in the Bir B'Steacher. V'tol shu peiros m'Rishus HaRabbim. And it tore off some peiros from the Rishus HaRabim. The Yochlosan Rishus HaNizik. And but it ate it in the Rishus HaNizik. So the Rambam says, Hariyadov a Sofik, it's a Sofik, it means our Gemara is a Sofik. Lafichach eina mashalemes el mashenah. Since it's a Sofik, we go to Kulam. And you only pay mashenahenes, like the Mishnah says. That's all we need. So notice, the Rambam has. That's mamish the next case of the Gemara. Behema shoy somedes b'shus hanizik v'tol sheperos b'shus harabim v'yochlason b'shus hanizik harei hadavar sofik. Because the Gemara did not paskin this shaila. Our Gemara remains, but it's an abayi the l'ifshato. So the Magid Mishnah right away says, Das Rabbeinu, the Rambam holds, the Heicha de Lekicha Sadova Bershus Achas. The Lekicha took place in one place. The Achilosoi Bershus Acheres. But it was eaten in a different place. Holchin Acher Reshus Sheachila Shom. We go Bosa Achila. Kozman Shulah, but that's only if it's Lekula of the Mazik. If, to be Mekel on the Mazik, we go Bosa Achila. Vezuhi Ababa Ashniya, that's the second case of the Gemara. So that's the Danados, the Magid Mishnah right away tells you. See, the Rambam only has one case. Now, he doesn't have both cases. Rashi says the Shail of the Gemara is in both cases. The Rambam only quotes one case. Why? Because the Rambam says, since the Gemara does not solve the problem, so it's a Sveika the Dina. By a Sveika the Dina, you always make on the Mazik, and it's at the expense of the Nizik. So the Mela, the Mazik, will only pay Imash and Hennis, but not for the actual Hezik. But if it was in reverse, we would have to be machmir on the mazik, so that we cannot do. So mainly the Magid Mishnah learns like this. Basically, the Rambam learns like Rashi. The Rambam does, the shaila is, do you go vasa the lekicha, do you go vasa the achila? That remains the same according to the way the Magid Mishnah interprets the Rambam. The only thing is, what the Rambam adds is that the Rambam writer gives you the psak din. And since the Gemara does not paskin, so the Rambam paskins, you go basar achila. But when do you go basar achila? Dafke if it will come out lekula for the mazik. But if otherwise we would say we go basar lekicha. So the, according to the Rambam, the shaila seems to be the same. The only thing is the Rambam paskins that you always go according to be mekel on the mazik. I have nothing more. There's more to it, but that's all I want you to know. And that's why the Rambam only gives you one case. Because he wants to tell you the case where we are makel on the mazik. So you figure out by yourself that if it should be the chumra for the mazik, we wouldn't paskin like this. So, but the shayla is the same shayla as Rashi. Do you go baso lekicha? Do you go baso... do you go baso lekicha? All right. Let's go by it in the Gemara. So the Gemara now says, Toshema, the Tani Rabchiyam, Masui, you have a load of hay, Miktsosa Bifnim, Miktsosa Bechutz. Part of it is inside in Rishus Hayochid, and part of it is outside. Ochle Bifnim, Chayeves. Because that's beer b'steyache. The behemoth ate it in the reshus of the nizik. Ochle b'chutz p'tura. So the Gemara assumes my lav miskalgel. It happened through miskalgel. And the Beilu. So what does it say? My lav miskalgel v'yosi. And the Beilu have a raya that you go b'ser achila. Is that what Rashi says? Eima ochle. My love can show chlosoi bekuloi vehorikam chlosoi bifnim ke gan shagilgilo es kuloi bifnim vechayeves lechut alma basarach fila Rashi says it. Okay, good. So the Gemara said, "Meila we have a ray, do you go basarach fila?" So the Gemara answers, "No. Loi eima ochlo al mash bifnim chayeves al mash bechutz." Is p'tur. You have to, it depends. They say there's no raya that this b'raisa is talking with through megalgelis. It depends what happened. It depends where it eats, and we don't know what the din is. The boy say more. Another teretz says that there's no raya. And he come a reb rabchir bepsilo de aspasto. So aspasto is a plant which is used as food for an animal, and the Rashi explains that it grows very high, that it makes a chilik for pshat in the Gemara. I said let's first go through the Rashi's on this. The boys look in the Rashi. The boys aima lo oilam kedektoni achlosa bifnim chayeves al kuloi achlosa b'chutz p'tur al kuloi. It depends where you eat it. You cannot say the Gilgul Milsu. Why the Chi Amar Rabchi is talking Bipsilo de Aspasto Masu Shel Shachas. Shachas is that father that you give to the behemoth. Masui shall show. So, so anyway, this this type of plant, she'olot aruchin, it has very long leaves. The roisha echot b'fnim, the roisha b'chutz. On Rashi, right way explains. See, since it's very long, so one part is in the Rishus HaYochid, and one part is in the Rishus HaRab. Rashi wants to explain what's pshat in the Gemara's Teretz. The Meila, so B'Rish B'chutz, the Kiv on the high ratio, Ki Gorilei, Ozel Idoch Vasrei, when you move one end, the other end moves with it, Keman Demonach Kulei B'chad Duchtas, therefore we could say it's already lying in the other place, because it's going that way. Hilke Chazrin Masa Behema, Ki... But kikim a boy lon, when do we have a shaylik in soirim? Plain barley, the kule garin koi vifne, the whole grain is inside, either inside or outside. The chiyoch lahai, loyos lahai basrei. When you eat one grain, the other grain doesn't come with it. Eloi migali, unless you roll it in. So Meila, the Gemara says, there is no raya, whether it's basa achila or basa lakicha, the way Rashi learns. So he just a second. What I want to point out to you is this. See, Toisvus before asked the kasha that the way Rashi learns, Miskalgil does not play a role. Because it's just, but you see, from this Gemara is the right to Toisvus. From this Gemara is mashma, and Rashi himself says it, that my lap miskalgel viosi. So the Gemara answers, no, it's not talking through miskalgel. And Rashi explains, what does it mean? So, I just, for the tifshoy the gilgul milsoi, Rashi says, and you cannot prove to me that gilgul is something. Which means, Rashi he himself says that the shayla has to do with gilgul, with rolling it. And as if you do a different action, this would not be the shayla. So my teretz, my technical teretz that I gave you for Rashi falls away, because I thought without reading this Rashi that the nachinami the shaila is basa lekicha or basa achilas, Rashi said before, and the gilgul just is a minor thing. But here the Rashi says often, and you have no right that gilgul mills that gilgul plays a role. So it means it's dafke, it's not lav dafke. So this makes Taisav Eskashi strong, because the whole Bishmaim, according to Taisav, is the Gilgul is part of the problem. But the way Rashi says over here, and you cannot prove anything that Gilgul Milsahi, that implies that Gilgul is part of the Shaila. It creates a problem for the first Rashi. But self, what I said is correct. Rashi in the beginning does not seem to make an issue of the Gilgul. All Rashi says is, Basa Lekicha, the only thing is the first Rashi. The first Rashi is, let me read over the first Rashi again. Ubehema b'shusa rabim, u'megalgeles, v'osim shusa yochet l'shusa rabim. Yes, so Rashi in the first Rashi does indicate that Gilgul plays a role, yeah, but I don't understand how it plays a role. All you did was, it's in the process of being rolled from one to the other. Okay, I don't know what to say. But so, to them, according to this Rashi, so Toysev is Kasher, is a good Kasher. So what has it got to do with Gilgul? The Shaila is Bosa Lekicha, Bosa Achila Azlinan. Let's leave it. I have no good teretz for this. Okay, now I want to. I'm going right in the Gemara. Even if you didn't prepare it, I'll do it for you, because I'm not going to stop at this Gemara. I'll finish today as much as I need until we start the sug. We will be able to start the sugya of Zeh Nehenah v'Zeh L'Chosev. Now let's go right in the Gemara. It says in the Mishnah, the Mishnah gives you two cases. Hashein, just a second, before we go back there, I see this whole sugya, I'm just thinking out loud. I had the impression, like Toisvus asks, this Kasha and Rashi, that Kasha and Rashi gives Pshat this, and the Chayra, the chayre from the Gemara's lashon is mashma that when the Gemara says what's the lashon of Gemara? Boy Rab Zeira Miskal going to Omit Peshus Ayachit Pekamiskal Gel. The Gemara speaks about Reshus Ayachit and you bring it in, you megalgal it into the Reshus Arabim. So from the Gemara is Mashma that the Shaila has to do with Reshuyos. Where you have a change of a Reshus of Heter and a Reshus of Isu. In other words, if you bring it into the Reshus Ayachit, you are chayev. If you bring it into the Reshus Harabim, you are potu. So it could very well be that's the kashi of the Shilte HaGeboirim, that he asked us if we should go Bosan Mikor or not. See, there, the Shaila is where's the Maisa Hezek. But over here, it could be, I'm just thinking out loud that maybe the whole thing is wrong. It may be when we want to know in which reshus do you find it, in this reshus or that reshus, so that's a different shaila. It's not a shaila so much of the mazik, but it's a shaila, where do we say it is? Is it in the reshus ayochid or is it in the reshus arabim? And that would fit in very well with Toysevus pshat. That's why Toysevus says that what? The behemah was rolling it from one reshus into the other reshus. And the shaila is, do we say it is already in the Reshus HaRabim because it would have ended up there or not? So then, my pshat certainly fits in with Tosavos. In Rashi, it does not fit in at all. But it, from the Loshna Gemara, it would seem that this shaila has nothing to do with the previous sugya of Bosam Yikoro or Bosat Tavamono Azlinan. Okay, enough on this. Let's go to the next Gemara. The Mishnah now has two cases. The Mishnah has a case, Habehemu Me'edas, either it eats Peirois Ve'yirokois, or it eats Ksuso Kelim. So by Peirois Ve'yirokois, it's a mu'it, and you pay his Nezek Sholem, and Ochle Ksuso Kelim, since it's Mashuna, you pay Chatsi Nezek. Alright? So the Gemara says, Ochle, it says also Ochle Ksus. So the Gemara asks, on which case is this going on? Omar Rav says, Akula, it goes on both cases, on the case of where the behemah eats the peros and the yirokos, or in the case of ochle ksus. My timer, why are you chayif? Because we have a klal called hamashane ubo achre v'shine bo ipotu. This the Gemara has one manama holds that's Rav. Rav holds that if I do something wrong, then you go at me and you also do something wrong at this. Since I already caused it myself, if I cause something to happen by myself and someone else comes along and like helps it along, so the second person is potu. Why? Because I brought it on myself. That's the lashon of kol hamashana. If I already made if I change something for it should become a nizik bu'acha. Veshina boy and someone else did more, so it's potu. The first one is potu. What does Rashi say on this? Kol hamashana kigun zeh sheiniach ksuso vekelo peshus harabim. Because the Mishnah speaks of a case where the behemah tears a beged. Now, what is a beged doing in the Reshus HaRabim? That's unusual. So it means when I left it in the Reshus HaRabim already, I did something wrong. So maybe if someone else comes ahead, like the behemoth comes ahead and steps on it or chews it and does hezek, so maybe you put it. Why? Because you brought it on yourself. So what does Rashi say? Akula hodekton masnit b'shus rabim p'turo akula koi v'afilu aksus v'kelim. The shinu you have v'tol is because it's a told of kerem, therefore you potu. I chasinazik you pay, but you don't pay the real amount. So just a second. So he says it goes on both cases. No, the din is only by peres of yirokos. But by Ksus and Kalim, you will be Chayiv. But because Ksus and Kalim has nothing to do with Shein, it's a Shinui, and it has to do with Keren, and Keren, Teras Keren, you Chayiv. V'chein amar Resh Lakish, Akula, V'chein amar Resh Lakish, Akula, V'ozdo Resh Lakish, L'taymer. Let's wait, before I go to this, what does Rashi say? Akula, Hodek Tani Masnit, Meshus Ram Ptura, Akula Koyav. Even like Ksus and Kalim, you are potu. That means you are potu, b'teras Shein, but you chayi, b'teras Keren. The Shinu you have, b'tol de Keren. Kol Hamshane, b'ach, v'shinane, there's nothing more. Let's go weiter. Rabbi Yechon Amar no, Loi Shonu. The Gemara says, "The Azda Resh Lakish LaTaimer." The Amar Resh Lakish Shnei Parois. Because Rabbim, you have two cows in the Rabbim. Achas Revutzo, the Achas. One is lying down, one is walking. Boato Mehalechas BeRevutzo. The walking one does damage to the one that is lying down. Is Ptura. Revutzo Ptura. Why are you Potu? Shtei Povishus Rabim, Achas Revutzo Beachas. The Gemara will explain. Revutzo Bemahal. But if the Revutzo kicks the Mahalechas, Chayeves. The Rabbi Yechonon Amaloy Shonu, Rabbi Yechonon says no. When is this El Peirois Veirokois? Aval Ksus Vekelim Chayeves. But by Ksus Vekelim you will be Chayev. Because you'll be Chayev for Keren. So the Gemara says, Leimer Rabbi Yechonon less later Resh Lakish, Afilu B'shtei Poros. Does that mean that Rabbi Yechonon disagrees with Resh Lakish even by the case of those two Poros? Because the Gemara gives a simple reason. You see, it's common if one behemoth is lying down, one is walking, the behemoth that is walking, if it does something to the behemoth that is lying down, so that's normal, because the behemoth's right to walk, but the other one that all of a sudden the other behemoth was lying down kicks the behemoth that is walking, that's unusual. So Rabbi Yochanan says lo shana lo peros v'yirokis avol ksus v'kelin b'is chayevus. So the Gemara asks leimer Rabbi Yochanan less like the Resh Lakish afilu b'shtei poros. So the Gemara says loy the oilam is like Ksus, but there's a chilek between Ksus and Kalim and Poris. Ksus of the inshi, the manchi, glimi or mispachi. By Ksus, sometimes it happens, a person wants to take a rest, so he takes off his jacket and then puts it down. Al behema lavuche, but a behema should just lie down, and while it's lying down, it kicks the other behema and does damage, that not. Just a second. What does Rashi say for him? Another verse. Ptur. V'yachal gad v'rishus ram chayeves. Hoche ptur edu chol ha-meshane. U'bu'ache v'shino is potur. K'en sh'ze rovtze v'rishus ram u'bu'ache. Ha-mispachi means oin dem lofush. All right, I have nothing to add to this Gemara. Now for tomorrow, for Wednesday. For Wednesday, you'll begin the next Gemara. I'll tell you exactly what you have to learn for Wednesday. You'll begin already the next Gemara. I have nothing to add. I could make a sugya out of this too, but the sugya of Kol HaMeshane will have a whole sugya on Chav Dalet Amud Beis. So I will discuss it then. So today I just went over the plain Teichwelte. Now, the sugya of Zehen Zehene V'Zeh L'Chosar is over here in Bava Kamma. It's also in Bava Bascha. And that, I think, Daf Dalet Amud, it begins on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, I think. It's a Mishnah. So what you should prepare is like this. You'll go over the Gemara. The Gemara in Babascha, you can wait yet, but let's say with this Gemara. You'll begin, the Sugi of Zen Zen Chosa begins, it begins over here. Right up by the, you'll do this Amud. With a taste of Zayin, the hen of Zayin Choser, and you'll right away look the Gro tells you to look in the Rif, so look up the Rif and the Yosef there on the Rif, and you should go. The Gemara by itself is quite easy in the beginning anyway. Most important is the Tosafos of on top of Chof from its base. Do the Tosafos for his Hanis. So Tosafos already quotes the Gemara. The most important is you must look up the Gemara in Ksubas of Lamed on its base. And just a second. Where is this? Where does the... Just a second.